Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations, but they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at MakeItAtThePark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com.
ESPN 680, 105.7. Process just ready for that music to be over with.
Over.
Drew will bite my head off. If I play Jason Aldean 10 seconds, he'll bite my head off and chew it up and spit it out.
Well, that's not true. I would never play Jason Aldean. I would never play that dreck on air.
I'm in the doghouse.
Oh, goodness. I don't know if Grossman's okay. Has anyone talked to him?
No.
No, he hasn't answered anyone's text. He had eye surgery. That's all we know. Process sure isn't reaching out.
No.
And so that's where we are today. Strebel's here. Process producing today. I'm Andy Sweeney. We got you for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 680 105.7. Process, are you mad that we're not out at the Louisville golf outing today with everyone else in the office?
My heart is so broken right now. You and Norty C. Steve Rummage and all the movers and shakers of the Louisville community.
Yeah. They're all out there.
Shaking babies and kissing hands. That's how they roll down there.
Oh. We could have had Kent Taylor on today. What's going on?
You know Jody's there. You know he's hanging out.
Well, of course he's there, Process. Of course Jody's there.
He'll have a blog entry later on.
Oh, yeah, and I'm excited. That's my favorite website ever, the Cardinal Authority. There's nothing quite like it.
He's got pictures of Ross and Dave's shorts.
Oh, goodness. By the way, your boy Devontae Smith's out 3 weeks.
That's fine. He'll be okay. Look, I sold my soul for that bleep. We're good. We won the Super Bowl, Andy. It's okay.
437-9680. So that's the kind of day it's going to be today.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be disjointed is the best way to put it today. But, yes, the office, if you will, is out at the Louisville Media golf outing.
Yes, I listened to dinner this morning.
I'm sure
and
you did.
Some of Maven and Rummage, they were disturbing Drew as he golfed. I don't know what I think
like
about that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I know. They were like saying four and stuff, and they're laughing at him.
Were they
VP?
Really?
Yes.
How about that?
They're giving the VP work. They're saying he shanked it. I was like, whoa,
of course
what's going
he shanked
on here?
It. He hasn't golfed in 2 years. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how Diener does it.
I don't
either. He goes out there and he golfs once a year, and that's not the way you have an enjoyable, you know, golf course experience. But I was forwarded, and here's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
I think so, yeah. You have that look in your eye.
I do have that look in my eye.
Yeah.
Because I got something that you need to know.
Okay.
And it's going to make you so happy. And it's a gift. It's a verbal gift. But I also have to spread the show out a little bit.
Sure.
And not just give you every one of my verbal gifts at 3:03.
Okay. I understand that.
You
understand that? It's like you get one present on Christmas Eve.
Well, it's like Jack and Hanukkah.
Yeah, it's more of a Hanukkah type thing. Or a Kwanzaa thing. Shalom to them as well.
Yes, there you go. By the way, Process went to a rave at the Shore.
We'll get into that. I want to ask the question about Diener's golfing. Did Blankenbaker caddy for him? That's really the question I want to know.
I don't know. I sense a little bit of a rift this morning.
I have the pairings.
Oh, you do have the pairings.
I had a mole because no one in this office You understand?
Yeah.
Wanted to share the pairings.
Oh.
Which is the, who golfed with Vinny Tyre?
That's what we want to know.
Who golfed with Jeff Walls, Dan McDonald, whatever it may be, right?
Right.
And I don't even think I even got the full breakdown, if you will. I'm very disappointed. Everyone was so butthurt about that.
No leaks. I mean,
no leaks at all.
Media's based on leaks.
I had to go elsewhere, and I'm not happy about it.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that at some point, because I do have embedded within those pairings is something that's going to make you faint.
Oh,
but I don't know exactly when to tell you. Next segment. That's when we'll do it.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That's fine with me.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's your show. That's absolutely fine with me.
Process dropped Jello shots on his shoes. We'll get to that at some point.
What a week
he
Process
went to
had.
He went to a rave on the shore, which is the trashiest thing you could do and means you have several diseases, including the Delta variant.
That's so, probably true.
Yeah. I mean, other diseases as well. That's
yes.
not it.
Yeah.
Gonorrhea. You know, yeah, I'll just go down
maybe
the
chlamydia,
list.
Chlamydia, you know.
Maybe a little mix in there. Just throwing a little chlamydia on a Monday.
Some herpes, yeah.
Yeah. Duke basketball does it again.
I saw that.
John
yeah.
Shire does it again. We'll get to that.
Okay.
Where's Vince Mero over the weekend as
yes.
Kentucky football loses a four-star recruit?
Yep.
We can get to that as well. And we have a bunch of nonsense. But we begin today, 437-9680. Texas says at 1:13, Bobby V discussed breastfeeding. Hang on, let's write that down.
I'm glad that he did. It's a subject that needs to be talked about more. Where do you stand, Process, on public breastfeeding? Is that something that you?
I don't care.
Well, I just wanted to know.
Are you? Why are you looking to breastfeed publicly?
Not me, no.
I'm just making sure.
He was a couple days last week. He was wearing
Jesus.
These tight shirts.
He was
wearing these tight shirts with his nipples popping out, and he was so uncomfortable. He's much better today.
Yeah, this shirt's much better.
So you're not lactating. Good for you.
No, he's not.
Not today.
So I wake up today, really yesterday, okay,
yeah.
for my bourbon infusion.
Okay.
And I wake up today, and it's August 2nd. And you understand what August is.
It's football.
And here is what I want you to think on today.
Okay.
As we begin our first show here in August, as we get ready for the college football season, mm-hmm. okay, as, you know, the media gas bag golf outing for Louisville was today. Media days coming up in the next couple weeks for everybody.
Right.
It will become more and more talked about on things like ESPN, not just, not just SEC expansion or something like that.
But actual football.
Okay?
Yes.
We will get into all of these things.
Okay.
Okay.
In fact,
Process, you'll love this. We have the NFL Network training camp live show.
Exciting.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy. You had Joe Burrow on here.
Remember the New York Giants girl? Remember with the New York Giants girl who was at the combine the year that we went?
Oh, yeah.
That I fell in love with? Yeah, I was hoping they'd go to the Giants camp, but they're in the Bengals now, which no one cares
about.
No
one.
No,
sexy women do not live in Cincinnati. Write that down. My life lesson for you today.
Sexy women do not live in Cincinnati.
It's a great line.
It is a good line.
And he might be right.
He may be.
Anyway, it's just Ohio, man. It's just Ohio
it's not,
in general.
Exactly. It's not just Cincinnati.
It's just Ohio.
Yeah.
So, but I always say this when we hit to August, and that is I sit here today and realize that the win totals by local gas bags is going to be through the roof.
They're going
like it's been nagging me for a little bit, okay?
Yeah.
And you maybe get some rummage here. You get a little bit of Justin Rowland over here.
Right.
You get a little bit of blank over here.
Yeah.
You get a little bit of, you know, just over here, a little TJ Walker, the sports talker.
Some Roush.
And so all of these things are clouded in my mind. You understand that?
Yeah.
But the closer we get, I am of the understanding that Kentucky, there are going to be many Kentucky people, okay,
yeah,
that have this team as an 8-9 win team.
Oh, yeah.
And the amount of people that will have them 7-5 is going to be minuscule, if any, Do you understand what I'm saying?
I see where you're going here.
If you lined up, like, you know, the CJ has done this before.
Yeah.
Different publications have done this
Cats
before.
Illustrated does
Cats
it. Yes.
Illustrated has done
Cats
it before.
Paws.
That if you get out there and if you listed everybody, I don't know if you would have a single 7-5 in the group.
Oh, wow.
That's on the Kentucky side.
Okay,
my belief is that 8-4, as Bobby V would say, is staring you right in the puss.
Yes,
you understand that?
Yes, it is. Yes,
on the
it
Louisville
is.
Side, I am, and maybe I'm wrong. In process, you were off last week. You're back today. You heard the beautiful tones of John L. Smith.
Yeah.
Okay, who is a man's man. But you know the Louisville thing, right? You understand how they think sometimes.
He does.
Delusionally, yes.
Yes. The Louisville fan, if you will. I don't know where it's going to be. But if you thought it was, I don't think anyone's going to have them 6-6. I think 7-5, 7-5 is what we're looking at for Louisville.
Like 75%.
Here's what I don't know. Kentucky, I do know.
Yeah.
Kentucky, we can move out of the way. It's going to be 8-9 wins.
Yeah.
And just get ready for that. Okay. So I'm moving that out of the way.
Okay.
With Louisville, I don't know if it's going to progress past 7-5. I don't know how much.
Ugh.
In the next that's what I'm doing
question.
Here. I
That's
start on
question.
August 2nd, understanding the baseline to what Kentucky's going to be.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I don't know how much, because we're so far ahead of everybody,
yeah.
that we already know that Kentucky fans are going to inch up there closer to 9-3.
Oh, yeah, okay? Started off 7-5
already,
now.
Well, they didn't even start at 7-5.
You're right,
I feel
you're
like
right.
They kind of started 8-4. So,
and now 9-3.
Over the next month, what happens? That's what I'm saying. Especially in about 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever it may be,
yeah.
you're going to start to have all these official predictions. You know, at some point, this year you'll hear, coming up on a Tuesday edition of The Take, Cerebral and I will tell you our predictions.
Yes.
Join us at 3 o'clock, and that will be something that we do. Louisville, I don't know. I feel like there is a groundswell that has taken it from 6-6,
yeah.
that has moved it towards 7-5, and now I don't know what's going to happen. We still got in a week and a half media days.
We do, yeah.
And wait until Blank even gets up and closer with these specimens.
Oh, yes, he's Scott Satterfield face-to-face.
Speaking of Blank.
A lot.
Speaking of Blank.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
For some reason, here's how bad of a person I am. Saturday night,
yeah.
I'm playing Call of Duty.
Yeah.
That's my Saturday night, okay?
As you often
okay?
do.
Okay, with some buddies. And I'm telling you, when Blank and Baker put on Facebook all the people that had to leave the Garth Brooks concert and walk sad across that bridge in Nashville, and they were
yeah.
singing.
That, in the rain.
That moment warmed me up. It would have
really?
Warmed me from any cold. Oh, yeah. The fact that all those people went to go see Garth Brooks and it got canceled because of rain
yeah.
makes me smile. And I don't know why I was just overcome with this nastiness that all these people that went to Nashville and spent $3,000 on a hotel room
yeah.
because Nashville's overrated,
yes.
that they all got rained out. And then that same night, Morgan Wallen performed.
With Luke Ryan, correct?
Yeah, yes. And then the racism started to bubble. And then the heavens opened and there was more flooding.
Yeah.
And for some, all of it. It did something to me on Saturday night.
It's like chicken soup for the dark soul. Is what it was.
Process, do you have any idea what that means? Because I don't know.
What, chicken soup for the soul?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it's that crap self-help book, right?
Yeah, they made a whole bunch of them.
That moms who were depressed and watched Jerry Springer in the morning.
It was just moms.
It's just moms.
It's like chicken soup for the mom soul, chicken soup for the single mom soul, chicken soup for the business mom soul.
It's only mothers. It's East End women. It's not like nobody in the other parts of the town are reading Chicken Soup for the Soul. It's East End women who are stay-at-home moms who are by themselves watching The Price is Right with a loaded gun. Okay, that's it.
Oh, jeez.
Texas says, you know damn well UofL gas bags will get glowing reports from practice and be at 8-9 wins with quickness.
That's what's going to happen, the practice reports.
Texas says, would Jamie sniff if he's staring 9 wins right in the puss?
No, I'm not. I'm not sniffing nine wins. I'm not sniffing nine wins. No.
What was that? Jesus. I can't get over that.
Texas says 209 Nikki V, and the V is for Vito.
Oh, Nikki V did.
I'm sure
wow.
He did.
Spreading around.
Texas says, wonder why Louisville media is all honks. Oh, wait, Vince Tyree and the gang are treating them to an all day of golf. And no, I'm not going to fish for that.
Oh, there's more?
Well, there was an ending.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that happened to be rather happy and not a disappointing
not
one.
Disappointing ending.
Kentucky
I got
Kentucky does the same thing.
I know
thing.
Kentucky does it. Didn't they have, like, when's the big blue golf tournament? I'm sure they're doing something like that. Hell, KSR's having golf tournaments like that, like three
have
this
you
summer.
Not been ever invited to any of these Kentucky ones or the KSR one?
No, I've never gotten
you
the
put
invite.
Why don't you put a team together and go join the KSR one?
Because I'd be like Drew Dinger was today. Once a year. I don't golf at all. And you know what? That's a good point. I don't even really have to. If it's a scramble, my ball doesn't matter. I could just hang out and drink beer on the course. That sounds like a good time to me.
Texas says, Coop only dates women with chicken soup for the soul books in their homes.
I believe that.
That's part of his criteria. I've seen the checklist, and that's on it.
You've seen it.
I've seen it, yeah. There's other things.
He also dates women that call him bro or little guy.
Texer, processes and processes had 9 Bang energy drinks right now.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm
he's
at
shaking
5 cups of coffee, and I'm on my second Bang.
Oh,
jeez!
Like I told you, I've consumed enough caffeine to kill a small island of people.
God, process your heart.
He said 5 cups of coffee and 2 Bangs.
I mean, your heart rate's got to be insane right now.
Oh, dude, it is. Process. I'm like seeing stars right now. It's ridiculous.
Oh,
I'm seeing stars. Well, be careful over there. Don't get too riled up today.
Texas says, I heard Gunter and Blank had to ride around in a 1-seater golf cart today.
And they held hands.
I mean, there's no such thing as a 1-seater.
What's a 1-seater?
There's no such thing.
That's the saddest golf cart ever.
Texas says, hey, Process, Radiohead sucks.
Okay.
Texer, Al Snow's going to be at the KSR Golf Scramble on Friday.
Oh, really? The Al Snow?
Just what an absolute useless thing. I mean, thank you for the tidbit, but it's 1% not useless.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe we should – you think Matt would let us do a show out there?
You can do a show out there. I'm not driving out to Brandenburg, Kentucky.
I thought it was in Louisville.
I don't know where it's at.
I thought they did one in Lexington. I think they're doing one in Louisville.
I don't know. You're the expert here. Those are your leaders, not mine.
I think it's in Louisville. So, you know.
Kentucky lost that recruit this weekend.
They did. Jeremiah Caldwell, yes.
How about that?
That's a clink.
Where's Vince?
I don't know.
Clink what? He's not going to Michigan. He's going to Michigan State.
But he was a clink guy.
Well,
he
so?
Was a secondary
he's
coach.
Such a clink guy. He's not going to the Big House.
I don't know if he got an offer from the Big House or not.
Oh,
but
stop.
I don't know.
Clink went to Harbaugh and said, hey, take this guy, a 4-star. He'd take him.
I think it's a bit of a clink casualty. I do.
Wow.
I think it's a clink casualty.
Where's Vince Merrill?
I'm surprised there haven't been more. I don't know where Vince Merrill is. He's been very quiet all of a sudden. You lose a recruit. Usually what Vince Merrill does is they lose a recruit and he like subtweets them or he throws out like, you know, competition's not for everybody. Go Big Blue, BBN, something like that. He didn't even do that. Not that I've seen. So I don't know. I didn't like it. It's a 4-star recruit off the board now.
Texas says process will be fine. You have to have a heart in order to have a heart attack.
Well, I don't know. The blood's flowing somewhere, right?
Texas says Racing Lou's going to finish dead last in the league.
Does that make you happy, Texter? does that give you energy?
Texas says Mason Faulkner. Now, do you know who Mason Faulkner is?
That sounds familiar, but no. Yeah, it refreshed my memory.
Okay, so there's a rumor that Louisville is going to get Mason Faulkner.
Okay.
He's a player, Western Carolina. What?
Oh, is this stuff. Basketball or football?
Basketball.
Oh,
you know
boy.
What? Valid question.
Oh,
valid question.
Oh,
he played at Colorado. I don't know anything about it.
Okay.
It must be on the internet somewhere. By the way, I just received, I will not say who, an anonymous tip.
Yeah?
Blankenbaker driving around Rocco today.
Oh, really?
How
he's
about
driving
that?
Around Rocco.
How about that?
He's making all these inroads. I got to give the man credit. He's done enough butt kissing
oh,
to where it's, you know, it's paying off for him. It's good. You're all right.
I don't know about tomorrow. That. James, you got to think about it like this. You see it as him making inroads, and I'm sure he does as well. I think Rocco just sees it as, this dumbass is driving me. I'm not doing anything.
He is full of it today. I mean, he's unleashed.
Wait, what do I do with Process right now? I can't control anything he's doing at this point.
No.
He didn't say anything. He's petrified of John L. Smith today.
Yeah.
He's been doing nothing but crushing caffeine leading up to this show. And now he's just name calling.
And napalming
now
people.
Now it's just you and Blankenbaker have this feud.
I don't have a feud with Blankenbaker. I'm just making jokes.
Drew kept the feud at bay.
He did. He's a good mediator.
He
between
was.
You two. And it's sizzled down a little bit, but now that Blankenbaker and Drew are off the radar right now, you're letting it fly. I like it.
I'm just throwing around. I don't know. And I wasn't afraid of John L. Smith. Okay, let's put it in perspective. Would people rather listen to the former U of L coach or me say nonsense? I don't know.
Well,
I think they might want to go with the nonsense.
Fair enough. That's very
also,
nice.
Also, anonymously, can confirm Blank was driving Rocco, and Blank's hair was immaculate the whole time.
Oh, I'm sure.
I believe that.
Goodness.
Sure doesn't move.
No, he's got a nice touch of gray going.
My God.
Well, speaking of John L., I mean, I listened to that interview. John L. kind of likes cats. He's kind of a cat guy right now. He's talking about going to see Kentucky games and being close with Mark Stoops. I didn't miss that.
Text John L. sucks. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Thank you for that.
Yes, yeah.
Thank you for that, sir.
John L.
Thank you for adding that to the people. You can't make him happy.
You can't. You can't make people happy.
You can't make him happy.
No, not at all.
You get John L. Smith, not good enough.
No.
Get me somebody else.
Who else do they want? Charlie Strong?
I'm just not going to read that one.
Oh.
This one just says kissing. That's I'll give
kissing.
You. Yeah, this just the text line's nasty right now. So wow. that is my thought process going into August.
No, you're exactly
what
right.
What will happen? Kentucky fans have already made the move early. They're like in the Kentucky Derby, making your move halfway through. Okay, that's where Kentucky fans are. 8-4, 9-3, and I think unless they're because I mean, let's be honest. You know, you're going to hear only positive things out of at least one of the quarterback guys in the competition.
Right.
We'll see if they try to sell like they did. Was it last week or the week before? Joey Gatewood.
It was Joey Gatewood last week.
And so
yeah.
I already know what Kentucky's going to do. They have tipped their hand.
Yeah.
I'm just not quite sure yet on the Louisville side. I don't know.
Man.
Because they are starting to gain what I would say a sense of momentum. Next week, you have the luncheon where, you know, that's a very rah-rah type of event.
Absolutely.
Usually something is said. I mean, that's where historically Bobby Petrino, I didn't know you could sew hair into hair.
Yeah.
Predicting we're going to beat Alabama and all those things. That's
great
where that
moments.
Sound came from. And, of course, had 1 year number one with Satterfield, not last year due to COVID. So I'm interested if something comes out from that. And then, boom, a few days later, media days. And then it's going to be, you know, pretty much, you know, press conferences getting ready for the season. So that is out there. Duke does it again. Process goes to a rave. Mark Stoops' biggest fear is happening. Did you see this?
No.
SEC? Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's more?
Oh, there's more.
It's
one of Stoops' biggest fears, and it's great. It's exactly what I told you was going to happen. This Ohio State quarterback skipping high school.
Yeah, and in the Texas one, too.
So we'll get to that. MTV turned 40.
Ugh.
That bothered you?
Yeah.
And embedded in today's Cardinal Classic outing, the golf outing.
Yes.
Was a pairing, if you will.
Man, I cannot wait
it
for
was
this.
A pairing. I know you can't, and we'll talk about it next. 437-9680, wide open today on this Monday. We got you to 6 o'clock on ESPN Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Does Strebel have any alone time on vacation?
Well, it's the important time. The important thing is not if it happened on vacation, but if it happened later on.
And James Strebel.
You know, like when you get home, and you're comfortable in your surroundings. You know what I mean?
So, in other words, you didn't.
Not on vacation.
Grossman
no.
is so happy. Look at him.
Yeah.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
experimental music.
This is Rage.
This is Rayon. Ashes in the Fall, right?
Oh, goodness.
Off of Battle Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's Rage. What? Don't handle Rage. Rage is great.
No, you keep fading away so damn fast.
It just goes.
I wanted it to pick up a little bit instead of the 45 seconds of...
Yeah, whatever. It is what it is. I try.
A little drum, yeah.
Texas says, Process is cringier on Drew's show, but Full Battle Cat on the take, he's fake juice.
I don't know. Different shows call for different things. I'm not going to sit here and talk about, you know, how the three-pointer is ruining basketball, but I do that on Dan and Mike's show. On Drew's show, you know, I'll talk about whatever.
That's a good
how
point.
Awesome John L. is. I mean, different shows just call for different acts. I don't know.
It's a great point.
It is.
Today, you're going to talk about going to a rave with us and just taking swipes at people.
Right.
And then earlier today, on Diener's show, you're talking John L. Smith.
Yeah.
And then you do go to Pratt and Issel. The three-pointer is ruining the game.
It's a great trifecta right there.
It really is.
It's a perfect...
It's showing your range.
Yeah, I'm a chameleon.
The shows.
There
yes.
you go. Hey, coming up on Saturday, Sporting KC 2 at Lou City, 7:15, right here on ESPN Louisville. Don't forget Soccer City Thursdays, Greer and Whitfield, 6 o'clock on ESPN, 680-1057. Did you see little Everett Anderson, Jason, our good buddy Jason Anderson's kid?
Yes.
Did you see this?
Yes, big Chiefs day for him. Big day.
So people that don't know Anderson, our good friend, in fact, I thought about calling him today.
Oh, yeah, it's been a while.
I talked to him on when you were gone.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's been a while for me.
Well, it has, yes. So anyway, Anderson, he took Everett, his son.
Mm-hmm.
And they were on the front row at camp, like by one of the end zones. They were on the front row.
And he's all decked out.
And he's all decked out. And, you know, there's a bunch of fans there and a bunch of kids there as well.
Yeah.
And so I would imagine little Everett had his Mahomes jersey on or something. I would imagine.
Yes.
Pat Mahomes comes over, takes his headband off, and gives it to Jason's son, Everett.
That's huge. That's a big deal.
And he was, like, in shock. And I got thinking, I don't know how old he is. He like five? Like, maybe five?
I'm trying to think. Yeah, he's, like, five, 6 years old, something like that, I think. That sounds right.
Yeah, but I don't think at 5 or 6 years old I had any sort of a sports idol. Like, I'm trying to think.
No, I don't think I did either. I didn't, because that was mid-'80s. And yeah, I didn't get into that until the 90s. Like, that's when Jordan hit in the 90s, and I was like, oh, Jordan's the greatest.
I'm trying to think if that was the case.
Anyway,
so Process and I were talking about this, and I like Pat Mahomes. I'm starting to get a little tired of it.
A little too much?
A little too much.
It's like,
yeah.
Well, there he is.
Right?
Speaking of him, he's
on our TV
right now.
Right now with Kurt Warner, who looks like an author. Like, Process, am I right? Like, you saw that. Did that warm your heart? Or were you like, over it. I'm done with Pat Mahomes.
I was really excited because I saw the other shot in the reply where you could see Jason, too. And Jason looked more excited than his son, which was the funniest part to me. No, I've been tired of Pat Mahomes for years. I think he's the best quarterback in the league, but I find him so very annoying. His girlfriend, wife, fiance, the blonde he hangs out with that has his kid, is very annoying to me. I can't stand her. The ketchup on the steak is terrible. He himself, his voice is weird. He's not an interesting guy. He just, I don't know. The NFL needs a new face, a different face. Somebody more interesting.
Wow! Those are haymakers!
Just an absolute terrible take from Process. The NFL needs
a new face.
It does need a new face. It needs somebody better.
Tom Brady's not
an interesting face either. He's on his way. He's 45 years old.
It doesn't matter. He's a baller and he wins. He threw the damn trophy off of a boat. He was drunk. Tom Brady's back. He's overtaken Pat Mahomes as a face of the NFL. I don't care what you say, Process. You can hate on Tom Brady all you want.
I love Tom Brady. Tom Brady's
okay,
great.
Okay, good. You better.
No, he's great. But I mean,
the face of Tom damn Brady.
Like, Patrick Mahomes wants to be Peyton Manning, and he's not Peyton Manning because Peyton Manning was actually likable and funny. Patrick Mahomes thinks he's likable and funny.
I disagree. He's better than Peyton Manning.
Oh, bleep you. Oh, my God.
He
take
won a
lap.
Super Bowl earlier. Than Peyton Manning.
Take a lap.
I'm not taking a lap.
Take a lap.
I'm not taking a lap. Pat Mahomes is better than Peyton Manning. His career will be better than Peyton Manning. Absolutely.
The second part of that is true, but Patrick Mahomes is not as likable as Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning has that thing. What natural charisma. Man, Patrick Mahomes has none.
It's close, though. It's pretty damn close.
I mean, Peyton Manning, he's one person that I'm like over. Like, enough Peyton Manning. I get it.
Texter says, the difference here, Jason Anderson getting his son Mahomes' band, Strebel getting Kellen Big Dog's underwear.
He doesn't have Big Dog's underwear. Big Dog's underwear.
Texas says, I heard Anderson has the headband listed on eBay.
Oh, maybe. Who knows? Process won't buy it. We know that.
No, I'm good. I don't want something another man has worn on his head. The fact that his son wore it immediately taints it. Now it's just like got his son, you know, his DNA all over it. Mark that.
Texas says, Round Daddy said on the Card Chronicle that Everett is a last name and a dumb first name.
I did not say that.
It's not nice.
It's just a great. No, he said it on Card Chronicle. It's such a stupid. Yeah. Texas says, WTF was that opening music process?
It's Rage Against the Machine. It's a quality record. If you haven't heard it, go do it.
Yeah.
Texas says, I'd take Lamar over Mahomes. Let's settle.
And I would say put the crack pipe down.
Texas says, does Reebel have a take about Sam Williamson getting that NIL chicken restaurant deal money? Oh, yeah.
So did Dante Allen. And they both did.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Dante Allen's
Bojangles, too.
Yeah, he's a Bojangles guy now, too.
So did C.J. Avery, I know. So those are three that we do know.
Yes.
How is Dante Allen getting all of this?
He's the only one from Kentucky.
Something's going on right now.
Yeah.
Where these guys are getting money behind the scenes, and Dante Allen, his are just getting out. Like, I don't know what's going on. Of course we're getting money behind the scenes.
Well, yeah.
Why is Dante Allen the only player at Kentucky that you've heard anything?
I don't know. I thought that the same thing. Last night or yesterday afternoon, I saw it pop up. Like, Dante Allen's now a spokesperson for Bojangles. And I was like, how is Dante Allen, and good for him, good for the hustle, why is he the only Kentucky athlete that's actually, like, capitalizing on anything? What are the rest of them doing? Like, we don't like money or whatever it is. But, I mean, very good for Dante Allen and for Sam Williamson. But wasn't Sam Williamson Royals as well?
Do what now?
Wasn't Sam Williamson, wasn't he like the spokesperson for
Royals,
I believe?
Yeah.
Yeah, so how's that work?
I don't know.
That's a competitive.
He drops one, he's on to the next.
There you go. Bojangles got more money.
It's like you in college with women.
Yeah.
You drop one,
right.
You're on to the next.
Boom. Right back on it.
Can I ask you guys what we, I got to get to our golf thing.
Yeah. What the pairing. Yeah, the pairing that's going to make
okay, so here we go. Hang on just a second. Okay, so I had a couple of these sent to me, and I don't know if this is it. Okay?
Okay.
In other words, I don't know how much I trust my source.
How accurate is it?
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
I have a few of them here. I know, for instance, how about this?
Okay.
That with Dan McDonald.
Oh.
Lil Diener was with Dan McDonald.
That's a big one.
Okay?
That's a good one.
Diener was with Dan McDonald.
Okay.
Let's see what else we got.
I like that.
Power play. We have with Jeff Walls. We had, listen to this one, with Jeffrey Walls.
Yeah.
We had Greer.
Whoa.
Demling.
Oh.
Rutherford.
Whoa.
Okay.
That's a power quad there.
What an outing.
That is an outing.
Okay. I don't know anyone from this group. I don't know really anyone from this group. You had Blankenbaker team up with Rocco. And there's a couple others I don't know. I just don't know who they are, really. Blank and Rocco. Okay.
Okay.
You ready for that?
Yeah.
Now, you may say, what's so interesting about these? Well, hang on. Let me back up. Sorry, I'm getting another picture. Hang on.
Uh-oh, there's another one.
Vince Tyre. Who do you think golfed with Vince Tyre?
Terry Miners.
He's not on the sheets.
He's not on the sheets. Okay.
Maybe couldn't do it.
Fred Cowgill.
Boom. There's one.
Okay.
Tony.
Vanetti.
No, Vanetti. No. He's not on here either.
Fred Cowgill. Oh, God. Maybe.
Come on.
Man. John Bowl.
John Bowl. No.
No.
No. These are sports guys.
Sports guys only. Oh, geez. Okay. What about Shannon Russell? I don't know if he's golfing or not. Chris Mack.
You went away. You went. I gave you.
I was trying to go Louisville media.
You guessed Shannon Russell.
Yeah.
I'm stunned by that.
She's a beat writer for the Courier Journal for the Cards.
K. Kent Spencer, Fred Cowgill, Kent Taylor.
He got both Kents?
Yes.
Damn.
The TV guys, okay?
Okay, okay.
And then I was just looking through this list.
Yeah.
And I see, and I don't know who John Dries is, and can you look that up?
I know who John Dries is.
Why do I not know who that is?
He does something for UofL's administration. I don't remember exactly what, but I taught his kids.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So I know John.
There we go.
Yeah, I know John.
Okay, so he was golfing.
Yeah.
Biscuit was there.
Biscuit's there.
Biscuit was there.
He got an invite.
And then I looked a little bit closer.
Yeah.
I got in my drawer here, and I said, let me get a magnifying glass.
Oh, you got the magnifying, like Sherlock Holmes.
Absolutely. Get a little magnifying glass, okay?
Yeah, okay.
And I see, what's that name right there? With John Dries and with Biggest Biscuit, our guy Dave Skull.
Yeah.
Was the man himself.
Who?
Lachlan McLean.
No.
Louisville Lock is back.
No. Andy, no. Hold on. No. That fraud. That absolute fraud. Mr. Impartial, Mr. Right Down the Middle, Mr. Oh, the reality check radio for both teams
Look
in the area. What a fraud.
Suckling up today.
He is. He got a t-shirt.
You get gear when you go, too.
Oh, I'm getting
you
him.
Get gear, and you know listen, here's the thing. You know he took the free gear.
Oh,
even
absolutely.
Though it was Louisville gear, it's Adidas stuff, and that's expensive bleep. He at least is going to keep that and say he's going to give it to his father-in-law for a gift or something.
He's not. He's going to keep it. He's going to wear it around. When I can imagine right now, whenever Locke goes to...
I'm texting him right now.
Yeah, whenever Locke goes to his father-in-law's home to watch a Cards game, unless they're playing Virginia, Carolyn makes him wear a Louisville polo or a Louisville t-shirt or a hat or something. That is fact. I don't ever want... Because if he got the invite to the... Say TJ Beisner reached out to Locke, was like, Locke, you want to come to the media golf outing for Big Blue Nation for Kentucky. We'll have a little Johnny C out there. We'll have a little Mitch Barnhart out there. Nick Mangione, no one wants to golf with him,
be
there.
Mitch Barnhart won't be out there.
That's true. He won't.
he won't be out there.
That's a great point. But you know Locke would turn it down. I don't need to.
He wasn't invited. U of L, and we made
how did he get in there?
We made it a joke on the show. There was a time or two after he made the move back to town and was at 680.
Yeah.
But during the midday rush, like I'm on just on the list. So I get the invite.
Right.
But he didn't get the invite.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and we made that content, and he actually asked for the invite a couple years ago.
Oh, boy.
He asked for the invite,
then
I swear to you, when that bing from my inside source popped up, and I saw Dave. I'm being told Dave Skull did not show, but that's all that I saw.
I think he's in Florida.
When I saw Lachlan McLean up there, I about fainted.
That guy
is back.
I need to know if he went, though.
He was there.
He went golf on his daughter's birthday. He skipped her birthday and went golfing with Louisville Gas Bag.
Are you surprised?
How about that?
Here is the sentence that I just received. Man, you should have seen Locke. He was downright bouncy in his step.
Oh, man. He's in his element. He. You've been outed, Lachlan McLean. The truth is that the proof is in the pudding. You're out there. Just a bounce
in his step. The proof is in the pudding.
A bounce is in his step. He's where he wants to be with all the Louisville honks out there. What do you think he and Blankenbaker discussed? You think they ran into each other? I bet they did. I bet they were talking about, 8-4 is not out of the realm of possibility.
Where does he sit alone? Lunch there.
Oh, he tries to
because
man.
Locke doesn't have like a go-to. Does he sit with Blank and Diener?
Isn't he one of the Kent's friends? Like, aren't one either Taylor or Spencer like personal friends of his?
Is Locke the only TV personality not to be with Vince Tyree? I know Chernoff and actually Kendrick Haskins were together.
They were together.
Yeah.
Okay. So
but Locke sees himself as
better than them.
As better than them.
Yes, he's the main anchor on Spectrum News.
Sorry, Chernoff and Haskins. Reality check
radio.
Locke sees himself to be in a greater group.
Yeah,
than you.
Superior. But
well, when he was at 84, he started off his first year with like Jurich, and then he kept moving down the totem pole to where he was like an assistant, like something.
I was going to say after he read that poem on the air,
the KSR poem
when he read that on air,
one of them,
and got suspended or whatever. I'm sure they knocked him all the way down. I mean, I guess he's making his way up, and I like John Dries, but John Dries isn't the same as Vince Mack or Vince Tyre, Chris Mack, or Dan McDonald, or Jeff Wall. So he
once an administrator.
Absolutely. While he's there, he's not totally into their good graces. So I bet he's got to do some smooching today to try to get in that upper tier of golf outings.
Texas says Louisville basketball is adding guard Mason Faulkner. Yeah, I mean that's the word that's out there.
I don't think they need any more guards. But they are good. They need Marcus Carr. They're good on their guards. Wasn't that the story? We got Sidney Curry, Marcus Carr. Didn't really expect that to happen anyway. He's at Texas. And then Mason Faulkner from Western Carolina. Oh, yeah, I'm sure he'll be great, too. I mean, just Jared West again. Bye, Jared. Punt. See ya. There he goes flying over the bridge. Wow, there goes Jared West.
Wow, there you go. Yeah. That woke you up a little bit.
Yeah.
What have you done today? You've been sleepy today. What have you done today?
I finally got you up and moving. I went to the store. I did a little meal prep. Going to do some grilling when I get home. A little surf and turf, some salmon, some steak. You know, I go a little asparagus.
You're
some
making
corn.
Surf and turf tonight.
I am making surf.
It's a Monday.
It's a Monday.
Well, what else am I going to do? I got nothing else to do.
I don't know. Cook a frozen pizza or something. I have no idea.
No, we ate out all weekend. I want some home
process.
Food.
He's not crushing heaters, but he's not living the life that you live.
No.
I'm not making surf and turf on Monday. Who is?
Me. It sounds good, and I have the time, so I'm going to do it.
Surf and turf on a Monday.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
It's all marinating, too.
Hey, let me ask you guys this. Oh, goodness. Now I'm trying to find it again. There's a guy. Named Mark Ryan. Look this up for me if you don't mind. Mark Ryan Radio.
Okay.
Here it is.
Oh, I found it. All right.
Okay, that's not that guy. No, Mark Ryan Radio. I got to find out his name. I was just literally looking at his account.
Okay.
He has, now he's up to like 600 retweets. Okay.
Oh, wow.
And I saw Pro Football Focus, one of these accounts, and there's 19 million of them. And Pro Football Focus, trying to run a Twitter account, it makes me hate them. It makes me think that their analytics are crap with them trying to get into the Twitter game, being funny and witty. You're not funny, nor are you witty.
Just give us the numbers.
But this guy tweeted out, he's ESPN Upstate process. He's ESPN Upstate.
Okay.
He tweeted out, the sources confirmed to him. This is a guy with like 4,000 followers. Okay. Oh, this is a radio gas bag. I'm not putting him down. I just don't know anything about it. And none of the, obviously, like Dennis Dodd's not picking up on it.
Right.
Stuart Mandel and so on.
Brett McMurphy, guys like that.
Yeah. Here's the, are we still choppy process?
Yeah, I don't know. Like the last, as soon as you pulled something up, it got choppy.
Oh, I didn't pull anything up. Hey,
nice.
I got something on you to pull up. Any better now?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. I didn't do anything. Like, literally, I just
no, he here. Just said here.
The process,
said better
I just,
now.
I said, better now? I just,
we well, now it's not better. As soon as you said it, as soon as you took it back, it's not better anymore.
Oh, goodness. Well, here, let me disconnect and connect here. Ba-ba-ba-ba. All right, now we're back. Any better? Is that a little bit better? We got Big Ben throwing to Chase Claypool.
Chase Claypool?
I like a good deal. Chase Claypool.
There you go.
All right, we ain't better now?
It's still a little bit rough.
Well, bleep.
Play Rage Against the Machine, man.
Yeah, play Ashes in the Fall.
Ashes in the Fall. All right, let's do it. What do you want to do?
Oh, goodness. I'm looking at our bit rate right now. Our bit rate is... All right, there you go, process. You got us. I tell you what, let's take a break. Yeah, we're at 3:46. I'll go take a break in like 3-4 minutes.
Okay.
Anyway, let's take a break. I'll find the tweet. We'll get our connection better. On the other end, this Clemson guy floated a rumor about Clemson.
Whoa.
A Clemson guy floated a rumor about Clemson. We'll tell you what it is
next. All right.